I'm real enough for myself to admit that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm not going
sugarcoat nothing and act like I don't got emotions, but I'm not out here. That's why I don't speak on my personal situation.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Especially not with a woman, because soon as a bitch starts seeing that shit go sour, here come the inboxes. On both ends, though. You got bitches in her ear. The bitch that you fucking with ear, rather I should say. With all kind of stories. Yo, and you got niggas on your story. Oh, yeah, that bitch did. Yeah, you know what I mean? And,
that shit.
Because I done been there before. I done cried.
Me personal, man, like, any situation I go in, I try to keep in mind, you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers be hurt, so they'll say anything sometimes. So I don't never go off based on something that somebody else say. I go off a person's actions. Like, how a bitch move around certain people, that let me know. Like, if you got feelings towards a nigga, it's because the nigga either hurt you back or, you know what I'm saying, it's, you still got emotional attachment.
Or that otherwise, nigga just let you go.
Nah, because think about it. Like, for me, bitches don't entertain. Like, they cool with niggas that they over. If you watch and pay attention, bitches is cool with niggas that they done fucked on and shit like that and kept shit cordial, see them out, hey, what's up, and keep it pushing. Nah, we ain't still on that type of time, but we cordial, ain't no beef, you know what I'm saying? But if a bitch got bad blood with you, one of two things happen. Either you hurt her or she's still feeling some type of way towards you because she feeling you still. Ain't no way around that. That's just simple math. For me, that's what I come to know. You not about to be mad about some shit that is
See, I'm different. Bitch, I won't talk to you, bitch.
That's what I'm saying.
Bitch, I see you.
Keep it pushing. And that's what I'm saying. But
I give you a head nod, but all that.
But if you bad blood, you feel me? And what I mean by that is just like, you want some, I don't like them. Like, if you angry, like.
Yeah, now that's different. Now you hurt. That's hurt.
That's pain. That's pain.
That's hurt.
So I'm not about to be, you know what I'm saying? I don't take shit that people say, like, oh, yeah, this bitch, da da da, or, yeah, you know what I'm saying? You tell me she a hoe. She might have been a hoe for you. You know what I'm saying?
Sure enough, might have had. Let me see.
I know how bitches get. You feel me? If she feeling you, she might do some shit.
She gonna do that. She gonna do that shit.
Yeah,
she gonna do that shit.
That might be your perspective. She might be a hoe for you, and you might have been insecure because you know how she was with you, and you seen her entertain the other niggas. So it's just like, and then somebody else might have hit it before you and told you, like, oh, yeah, she did the same shit for me. So now you in your head, like,
man, I done had a nigga give two different reviews. One said it was trash, one said it was good.
Man, I done
had. And then it turned out to be good.
I done had hella mixed reviews, and that's why I don't go based
off what a motherfucker say.
Again, bitches is different with different niggas, but they do the same shit. That's what's crazy. Bitches, like they get wetter, you know what I'm saying? They might be freakier, they might be more open, but they do the same shit on the surface. I'm saying how they treat you, how they, oh, I buy you food every once in a while. Shit, like, they do all the same shit for all niggas. You feel me? So that's why I be like, bitch, you got to do something
that
different.
That ain't
special no more.
Even still then, I could get my own damn self something
me?
To eat.
You feel me? Like, you did that for the goofies, bitch. Yeah, you got to do something special for me. Yeah. You're not about to play with me like that. I'm not regular, bitch. I'm not about to treat you regular, so you're not about to treat me.
I done had bad blood, though, with a bitch. I ain't gonna lie.
But that's because it was pain in the situation.
A bitch was foul. Now, you understand when I said it to you? I'm talking about left me out there willy-nilly.
Man.
You know what I mean?
See, that's why. That's another thing, man. I can't get dependent.
And then that be my thing.
I be liking
bitches too much. Yeah, that be my thing. That be my problem.
I can't like depend on the emotional attachment. Like, shit change, bro. Like, shit always change. Bitches be harboring feelings and don't be saying nothing, bro. And just be dealing with shit. And I can't depend on them to be straightforward with all shit. The time. I gotta be, you know what I'm saying? I gotta be on my shit all the time. It's just, I gotta have something in the cut for me. And it's not even about having another person. It's just about having something to fall back on. You know what I'm saying? Like, worst case scenario, me and you fall out and I got all my time in you. I'm building something on the outside. So now, when I fall out with you, I can invest all my time into this. Bitch, I'm getting money.
Yo, as hard as it, as bad as that seems, that's really the truth, though. Like, yeah. No matter how long you done been in a relationship with somebody, or whatever the case may be. Whether situation, if you're not even, in a relationship.
Just a situation.
I'm talking about shit. 18 through 80, crippled, blind, and crazy. I don't say that shit for no reason.
I'm really like that.
I'm living like that.
Yeah. All that.
Yeah, big gangster.
Yeah. But I'm not about to be, yeah, I can't fake the funk no more. Like I was telling somebody the other day, I'm done wearing masks. I'm done settling.
Trying to harbor my feelings because they're trying to.
I just want to be happy. I'd rather not argue, so I just shut up.
How to and play? I will play my game for 10 hours straight if need be, and not say nothing to nobody that's physically next to me.
I won't say nothing to nobody. Not my phone. Not social media. I mean, I might say something on social media just to distract myself. Like. You bitches retarded, because that's just my thought, you know what I'm saying? I get on and I see other bitches tripping, so I'm like, man, you bitches is retarded. But that's a distraction. I ain't talking about my bitches.
My right.
You feel me? Right? That's not at-home business, and they always take it as, oh, you going to the internet about me? Like,
that's
no,
because
bitch.
Bitches. That's because bitches be insecure about they self and don't. My thing is, a bitch don't ever see what they did wrong. In my case scenario, I always did wrong. So I'm going to do wrong because you said I did wrong.
That's why
I did. Even though when I'm doing right, I'm going to do wrong because you done thought I did wrong.
That's why I took on the persona of the bad guy, bitch. Hey, I'm a bad guy. I'm going to tell you that from the gate, bitch. I'm a villain. I'm not a superhero. I can't save you. If anything, I'm going to break your heart. Now, what you want to do?
Hey.
Bitches be like, oh, okay. No, you not. You a good guy. I am. But you
so
not you about to know that.
So you push it in.
You gonna push me to be a bad guy.
That's why we the opposite. You lead with the bad shit, and then
got
once
to.
You see a motherfucker, you be like, okay, I'm
bitch,
chill.
You got
to see me? I'm leaning in with hugs and love.
Nah.
But then once I see you did that bullshit,
see, then they blame you.
No.
Switched up on them. I ain't doing that. I'm a bad guy, baby. You fell in love with a villain. You knew what it was.
I'm not always in a bad mood. If I'm in a bad mood, that's because a motherfucker put me there.
That's my whole thing.
I'm always in a good mood.
I'm a good guy at heart, but I'm a bad guy portrayed. That's why I say I'm an anti-hero like Deadpool. I do what the fuck I want. Bitch, I can break your heart or I can make your heart, bitch. It's up to you. Just don't push that envelope. Because you going to push it, and you can see that I could be the worst person ever, bitch. I could be a demon. You going to be like, damn, like this nigga is the worst. He destroyed my self-esteem and how I feel. And I'll never be able to be with somebody
else
again.
See, them the bitches I don't understand what I'm talking about. You make me feel low, my self-esteem. Bitch, it's called self-esteem, bitch. It start within yourself. Bitch, how you going to blame me for that? What's wrong with you?
Nah, see, I think that comes from bitches. Now, nobody really know themselves. Like, nobody really know themselves.
Meaning as far as in what?
Nobody really know themselves.
It's just simple.
It's just that. Okay, real talk speaking, right? Most bitches in our age bracket got kids early, right?
17, 18.
Okay, so now let's just put on the titles, right? Mother. First is what they like to say, right? Okay, so mother first. Then you a daughter because you got your parents and all that shit. Then you a baby mom, 9 out of 10. You know what I'm saying?
9 out of 10. Hey, you know what's crazy? They've been striking out on the first try. Like, baby shower, no baby daddy. For all type of shit.
Yo, I'm pregnant. I'm out. that's how it be. Like, bitches don't even be making it to the third trimester.
Like, no, like,
but for me, on some, like,
I'm not gonna go back on that, cause everybody pretty much know how I feel about that. Like, if you keep a baby, and according to females, they saying that niggas is out here telling them to keep the baby. I want the baby. I'm too real to fake some bullshit. But y'all don't care how much y'all got feelings for you right now. That shit could change tomorrow. No. I didn't argue with you. I know some of the shit you say when you get crazy. You done told me about shit you done did to your ex-boyfriends when you done got mad.
Right.
Like, nah, bitch, I'm not about to give you a baby and you have that kind of spite in you and you got that kind of power over me. No. Sorry, not gonna happen. So I'm gonna tell you out the gate, you gotta get it going. Got to go, baby. I'm not saying that to be harsh. I'm saying that because I'm a logical thinker.
Right.
It's not that I don't have feelings. It's not that I don't have emotions. But it's just, bitch, I'm not basing nothing on emotions because they change. How you gonna have a foundation on something shifting?
Man, listen, man. Growing up, man, about 3-4 of the homies from well had kids when I was like 15. them niggas 20, 18, and all of that.
You know, I'm
15, 14. Bro, bitch is pulling up on the strip. Bugging the fuck out.
Spazzing.
Bugging the fuck out. Not I seen doing. The bitch drop the baby off on the corner while we all standing there.
Like, yo, what's going
on? I get mad. Like, what the fuck is you doing?
Why would you do that?
Like, this my child.
Why would you do that? Niggas be riding through here.
All type of shit. You don't know. Nigga be swerving. Nigga be done jump the curb. All type of shit. You don't know what the fuck gonna go on. But I done seen it. I done seen.
For me, the best birth control for me is the social media. You get on social media and you see how these women feel. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, no. They calling these niggas gay.
Yeah, all types of
all
shit.
All type.
Even no. When they mad.
Yeah, you just because they mad. Like, this nigga's a faggot. What?
The simple shit.
Why would you say that?
The simplest shit.
Why would
shit.
You say that? Because you mad? Mm-hmm. You going to tarnish this man's name? Mm-hmm. And these are spooky times.
Mm-hmm.
You can't play and nah, just be
not
throwing.
That because.
Yeah, you just throwing that
gay
word
shit. Niggas is popping out gay left and right. So if a mother,
I mean, don't get me wrong, bro. If you is who you that's is, on be you, who you is.
But do that shit over there.
It ain't even. It's
yeah,
not even,
yeah. Do it's that not shit even, over there.
I don't want it. I don't care to see it. But I'm not some.
I'm not pressed by it. Yeah, I ain't pressed by
like,
it.
Like I don't give a fuck about it.
Like when the mother, but, like if a motherfucker, one of them motherfuckers walk past, I wouldn't be like. Oh,
I got people who like that. You feel me? And like that's close
be like,
to me. You
oh,
feel
yeah,
me?
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
What I'm saying, I'm not pressed about. I'm not bothered by it. But it's a difference in respect. You know what I'm saying, and I just don't want certain things to be forced upon me.
Mm-hmm.
That's as far as religion, sexuality. Mm-hmm. That's even with my female counterparts. Yeah, mm-hmm. I like you, but you not can't nobody force nothing on me. If I don't want to see it, I don't want to fucking see it.
Pressure.
Period. And that's just me.
I don't do good with pressure, but y'all leave. You ain't finna. I don't
see,
like it.
See, my problem is I'm a fucking robot.
I don't like it.
I became a robot because I don't know if it was me dying, that I came back just dead on the inside for real.
I don't like it.
I don't fucking know, but I'm a robot. And I don't have that. I don't have that blockage where people say, oh, my feelings is this since I'm doing this. I don't think feelings first. For me, everything is about logic. Do that make sense? Like, that's my slogan damn near. Do that make sense? Like, did that really make sense?
Do you think that makes
yeah,
sense?
Yeah, like, because help me understand your thought processes on that.
And why the fuck would you do that?
Yeah. Because you wouldn't want me to do that to you, right?
Yeah.
So do that make sense? You know what I'm saying? That's how I approach everything. I don't ask for nothing I'm not prepared to give. I don't trip on bitches' social media because I expect them to not trip on mine. Bitch, if you up there posting sexy pictures, I'm fucking you in real life.
Yeah, I don't.
If
yeah.
them niggas is fantasizing under the pictures, okay. I might feel a way about it, but you was doing that when I met you. You feel me? So I'm not about to come in and be like, oh yeah, that gotta stop now that I'm here. The only shit that gotta stop when I come into the picture is the shit that affect me directly. Niggas sliding on you, I'm better than them niggas. In my eyes and in your eyes too, that's why you fucking with me. So, I'm not tripping. You feel me? And I expect the same. Don't be on my social media tweaking. Oh, you posting this.
Talking to that.
This girl, this
bitches
girl under here.
Yeah. You
embarrassing. Them bitches better than you?
And
no? Okay, then, so what the fuck you tripping about?
This and that. That bitch worry about yourself.
Word. Bitch, you insecure because you know them bitches is competition. Man. I don't look at nobody as no competition.
At all.
Niggas might have a couple more dollars.
Niggas might be regular niggas.
Them niggas is regular. My conversation might be better than them niggas. I might peek your brain and you might be like, I like that conversation. I can get my own money, baby. I ain't tripping off that. Yeah, but his conversation is real. You know what I'm saying? It's other shit that you got to have. And you got to have that confidence in yourself. So when I'm dealing with somebody, I'm confident. You picked me. You picked me for a reason.
That's the thing, though. And that's what's been going on, though. Like, they've been picking.
Yo.
Like, hey, you, I like you. Come on.
See, but now you know what? I realize bitches is picking for selfish reasons. They picking for themselves.
And they picking because off what another, you know, them other bitches.
Yeah,
you know,
it be a lot of
beef going on. See, and they catch wind that you done did that.
I don't think I get too many girls who fuck with me because they out to prove something to somebody. I get a lot of girls who fuck with me because...
Just because who a nigga is. Just because a nigga genuine. In my case.
Yeah. Like, you a nigga with good energy. And you have fun.
I'm always on the up and up.
And so bitches be depressed.
Yeah, then when I come around...
They wanna be around your energy because it make them... But that's what I'm talking about. The selfish shit. Like me, I'm an intellectual. So I'm always thinking. So, bitch, you know, I want to pick your brain. I like the way you think. You think different. So, I teach them is what I get out of that. They like to learn shit from me. But it's like, bitch, what do you bring for me? You know what I'm saying? You brought me another student. I can go anywhere and get me a student. And I can get me a bitch that I actually want to pursue. So, now it's like, yo, I'm teaching you because I really care versus the girl that's coming to me like, yeah, I want to learn from you because I need to learn shit because look at my life. Like, no. You got too much shit going on. You just want me to be a savior. And that's not me. I'm not a hero. Sorry. You don't see no fucking cape. Ain't no cape here, baby. I can't help you. I can't save you. I can give you some guidance. You know what I'm saying? I'm on the same path you on.
For all that.
The way I think is just different, bro. And I'm not saying that to be braggadocious.
Mm-mm. Know what you on.
Yeah, it's just... No, I'm
that's saying. That's why when we be on social media, and you be talking that shit, and certain bitches comment on there talking like they trying to be intrigued. I be like, bitch, he ain't finna say nothing to you.
Yeah.
He ain't finna give you that try.
My social media persona, like, I don't got no problem telling people who I finally let behind the wall. Like, bitch, that's a wall. It's like that for a reason. Social media is not real. That's part one.
Man, I'm saying what the fuck I want to say. It's social to media, a certain extent.
Social media is basically your inner thoughts behind a mask. You can say whatever you want, and to be real, if you don't follow nobody that you talking about, you can talk about that and express it in a way that you feel free. And that's what a lot of people do on social media. But for me, I express my thoughts on other people's problems in forms of solutions. It's like, why do y'all... I want people to understand why they do what they do. I'm not judging you for it because I don't give a fuck. I'm nobody to judge nobody.
Right.
But my whole thing is, do y'all see what's going on? Like, y'all sitting here complaining about shit that y'all in control of.
Right.
You can control this. You picked your baby dad. No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
You kept the baby.
Yes, you did.
I'm not about to get an abortion. Why? Wow. Because it's a baby. Okay, and he's here suffering. He don't have a dad.
Right.
It's mad shit going on.
Right.
Now, not just your situation. Look at the other kids who don't have dads.
Right.
Look how most of them turn out.
Shit, I tell the bitch, look at me.
See, I can't.
You're different. You can't say that. I can, though. But
what I could
you
say.
You could.
My parents not together.
Right.
Since I've been born, my parents have never been
together. It's kind of a void. But you was always able to jump.
Yeah, because...
You know what I mean?
I had a dad because he was like, yo, this is my responsibility to my children.
But see, niggas not doing that.
Niggas not doing that because females is forcing their hand. And they trying to get on here and put this out there. Oh, you knew what you was doing when you laid with me with no condom. But it's like...
Bitch,
no, I get what you're saying, but we both adults. I express where I'm at mentally. I don't want no kids. I'm not doing that. So if you get pregnant, I'm not in a position to take care of that. You forcing me and that isn't going to change. I'm still not going to be able to do it. Yeah, I might make ends meet. I might do what I got to do, but I'm not doing that because it's comfortable. I'm doing that out of survival, not out of love. Right. So my child is, when they're old enough, they're going to see that. That's why we deal with shit how we deal. Right. I got to get the money now.
Right.
Because we've watched our parents get the money, but they couldn't spend the love with us. So now we, get the money, and I'm going to spend all my money on my kids so they know I love them. This is what I'm doing. I'm going to get this money. Now I'm spending it on you so you see I love you.
Right.
But that's not how that shit works.
Right.
It's the time. You feel me? So I want to get all my shit out, my youth. I want to be myself, come into who I'm supposed to be, and have stories to tell my kids, to learn from my experiences.
That's another thing, though. Like, I ain't never, as a kid, I wasn't, my mom ain't showered me with the gifts.
Yeah, shit. Going out to eat.
All that, it wasn't always that. We went.
Yeah,
we went, but it was wasn't
special occasions.
It was more so we in the house, we eating. That's genuine love.
We sitting around at the table, my mom cooking, I'm sitting at the table doing my homework, and we talking. Francois, you need help? Yeah, I need help, mommy, with this, da 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 da. Okay, finish my homework. Now I'm just sitting here and we just shooting the shit.
And then me and my mom's side, you know, we both like to laugh, so we telling jokes.
Everybody laughing.
Talking about jokes.
Everybody everything. Having fun. It's just the interaction. But see, what happened is, our generation grew up and was like, okay, look, our moms had money to pay the bills, but they couldn't spoil us. Now you look at our generation, what they do. They spoil shit out of their kids.
3-4 years, you in fucking Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to remember that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be real with you.
This segment is called Motherfuckers Is Weird. Yeah, so we talking about the weird shit, people.
Because I'm fun to know. A funny noble might be from the field lately. Everybody around me acting weird.
Okay, I'm gonna ask you. Even though you're not emotionally real like most females, from an emotional standpoint,
when you pick a dude initially, what's going through your head?
I'm supposed to say what I think or what females is thinking.
What you think?
you yourself, period.
Dude, this nigga got any mama drama or baby mama drama?
Mama drama or baby mama drama?
Yes.
Mama niggas be having mommy issues.
Drama. Yes. That's crazy.
Mama niggas be having drama. Mommy issues.
Niggas far be as what? Having real life mommy issues. Like what? Like, even if they mom's going through it, or your mom one of the moms who think she's still fucking young and can chill with you and your niggas.
No,
and
sir.
Me and y'all we ain't doing and that. Shit. And the moms who wasn't around to teach their sons how to love them. So that's another issue in itself. Y'all ain't got no grandmas, no moms, no nothing. What the fuck is going on? That's why
niggas. Yo, that's the first time I heard that, though. Mama issues, though.
Yo, nah, it's a lot of niggas out here with mama issues, bro. A lot of niggas.
All right, so this is my psychological perspective on that, right? I feel like niggas only know how to love bitches how they love their moms.
Moms, exactly.
And that means that's why niggas don't really do for bitches like that no more. You know what I'm saying? It's not the provider role because mom provided for me. You know what I'm saying? So I loved her. I was at home. I loved her. She provided for me. So I wasn't taught to go out and be the hunter. So a lot of niggas love females from that perspective. And most females don't get that because they don't be around niggas.
I feel like mommy issues come with niggas who mamas treat them like they fucking boyfriends and they fucking, yeah, like, them niggas have mommy issues too. Bitch, I don't give a fuck if you mad. I'm not kissing your ass because I'm not your mom. I don't have to kiss your ass. I don't have to make you feel better. That's where niggas go to their moms and be like, oh, this and that and the third, and the moms that be encouraging the shit, encouraging the whole shit.
You don't need the bitch no way.
Yeah. That's one thing I ain't play. I ain't go to my mom and be like, such and such is doing this, that, and the third. Like,
my kids, they always told my mom.
But see, my brothers did. My mom was never.
See, my mom.
The bias. She was biased, but she wasn't. Yeah.
My mom funny. My mom's side with the female, she be talking shit about me. Like, oh, nah, you, I stop doing this. Mm-hmm. And shit like that. Like, so I don't be like, I don't go to my mom with the drama to talk to her. I really don't go to nobody. I internalize that shit, and that's part of my problem. Because I keep that shit in, you know what I'm saying? I don't be going to my niggas because it's like, we not about to talk about it. Every once in a while, I go to Pep, you know what I'm saying? And just because it's shit, you know what I'm saying? It's just eating that nigga too much.
I think that's why I lash out a lot on Twitter or social media,
yeah,
too.
Because I don't talk to nobody about shit.
I may say a few words or whatever.
I can say what I want on social media, and I don't got to worry about nobody.
I can't hold that shit then. I don't give a fuck. I'm going to say it anywhere. I'm going to call you ASAP. Now, did I tell you to do that?
Did that make sense? Only time I do that is when I'm in a situation and I feel like I'm not trying to hear the other side. So I got to be like, yo, am I wrong? Am I not thinking the way they think? I get it from both.
I only do that if I feel stupid, because it's like, I got to be an idiot if I'm not. Help me understand them, because maybe you will understand what they're saying, because I don't fucking get it. And I know I'm a robot. So it's just like, maybe this is emotions that people talking about that I don't quite understand.
People don't be knowing themselves to give you fucking advice about other
fucking
shit.
Yo, that's crazy.
I told you.
That's crazy.
People do not know themselves to give you advice about other shit.
Meaning in what?
What you mean? Like, they don't know how they...
Simple. Once again, I asked him the same shit. He said the same. What you mean?
People don't be constantly confident in themselves. They don't know themselves, so they...
And that's why I think a lot of people, like, when, for instance, just a scenario, when I go out, when I be out and about, and I be dancing and all that, I don't give a fuck.
Exactly.
You have fun.
Just watch out. That's all you gotta do. That's all you gotta do is just watch out. Because I don't care at all.
And most people go... See, nowadays you got people going out. Everything is for other people's opinions. They take their pictures for other people's opinions. Their captions for other people's opinions.
Period.
I'm gonna say what I want to.
People's opinions.
Writing lies online for... Not for nothing. I have a friend, and she always on Facebook talking about some shit that she can't A, afford, B, do, or not ever gonna do.
That's her whole situation. I got a friend on Twitter.
I got a friend on every social media.
So it's just like people have these fantasies of what they want to be or who they are, and like not you, the like fucking reality.
Like you haven't.
That'd be my whole problem. People
like you haven't been there.
People expect me to be like...
I live in reality.
Sad and broken down. Because you know who I fuck. My nigga, I don't care. That's why people can't separate the feelings and the sex.
And see, that's... People can't separate the feelings. That's more of a nigga trait. Mm-hmm. Because women... My whole idea behind that, and this personal, this ain't me, but women are receivers. The pussy go in, it's a whole... They are receivers. So because of that, they are supposed to be emotional.
Not mine. This pussy bites back.
But the thing is, you developed at an early age a mindset.
Because I sat and learned myself at an early age.
And that's the thing.
I had no choice.
That's the thing. When you know who you are, you make decisions for yourself. And nobody else's opinions matter.
I had to learn that when I had a child.
Most people even fuck people because of other people's opinions. Gee, shit though. I'm not fucking with this person because of this. Like, on some real shit, bitches won't fuck with niggas because of other people's opinions, and vice versa. Niggas be like, I still get penalized
for that shit in 2015.
Man, listen.
I still get penalized. I remember you did it to that girl. Damn, bitch, that was mad. I didn't even know you back then. I didn't even know her.
Can we touch on that topic as well? Because...
Whereabouts?
Your old flings, or people still putting just how...
Old bodies?
Old bodies.
Like...
Old bodies is old bodies.
But that not for just... women.
Yes, meaning what,
no,
though?
No, it's not, because... Okay, what the tweet said.
Okay, so this is why body counts matter, and I'm glad we touching on it. This is why body counts matter. Body counts gauge a woman's type.
Yes. Okay, I agree.
So because that gauges your type, as men, men being is some niggas who are alphas, is some niggas who are not. As an alpha, you can smell bitch niggas. You can smell fraud niggas. So when you
can see it in their face.
Yeah, and they all their behaviors is bitch. So in an alpha's mind, you got wet for that. That's your type. You feel me? Like, not once, not twice.
But three times. Multiple times. Yeah.
All right.
You fucked with goofy niggas.
All right, you can say that. But
so
how can,
when
but
you look
can,
at me, what do you see? Am I like these niggas because you playing with me?
You can't say and that because why, niggas say the same thing bitches do. People don't. People be a different person in the first beginning stages. Yes. Same with a female. You have this problem with females. Bitches be like, oh, I'm not looking for this or I'm not looking for that. And then y'all start doing the shit you want to do and now bitches be in their feelings.
See,
yes,
but that's
the same shit.
But for me, it's not bitches portray a different thing. It's a reality that, one, these bitches don't know themselves. So they don't know how to separate certain things. Whereas me, I understand what the fuck I said. And what I said is what I meant. I'm not looking for this right now. That's why I'm fucking with you. So that's why it's like that. But girls be like, no, I thought.
Because you're not making me feel like you're not looking for that.
You don't what, fucking know me.
You know, what?
This is, might be, I literally, what's that song? I do this with everyone. Don't take it personal.
It's bitch, just, I sit in the house all day anyway,
that's just me.
As it is.
If you a dope vibe, bitch,
yeah,
come,
I'm gonna fuck with you. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't cause me no issues.
Yeah.
You can hang with the gang.
Yeah,
yeah,
come on with it.
You around. I'm fucking with
but
you.
But, bitch,
yeah,
wait a minute now. Remember what you said.
Yeah. Remember what we talked
wait
about.
Wait a minute.
Now,
what
once,
you
the,
said.
Once you're feeling shit, like, yo, you know what? I'm chilling with your niggas. You know, I'm feeling you now. Like, what's up? A word? I mean, yeah, but you know, I still.
But bitches don't say that.
And that's the whole
thing.
They
force you
assume
into that. Yeah, they
and
just
they
force
say,
you
oh,
into
I'm about
that.
To stop doing this now because you ain't doing this. It's yeah, like, what?
I cannot fucking relate, okay? If a nigga ain't pushing up on me like that, like, oh, I want to be with you, I'm not going to have it in my mind that, oh, maybe one day me and this nigga could be together. No, we have to come to some type of common ground or have this talk.
Have a discussion.
Yes, have
and,
this
and
talk
these days,
about that
the discussion is not had at
but
all.
Then again, if I don't do that and I don't catch feelings for
the
nigga, then I'm a hoe.
The discussion now is, let me get some
not
pussy. That's the discussion now.
Situation that happened with old boy.
What
he caught feelings for me. I didn't catch feelings for
but
him.
See, the thing
but
is,
I didn't reciprocate what he was doing, so now I'm a hoe.
But that's his one. That's his personal opinion.
And that's
but
how he knows.
That's
because he. That's how he feel. And what that is, and we was talking about that earlier. That's pain talk.
Mm-hmm.
That's hurt talk.
Like,
anytime
bitch,
a nigga feel ill will towards a female after sexual encounters, whatever, that's because shit didn't go his way, and he hurt about it. He mad. What is it about me that she didn't fuck with? Every bitch I fuck be like, yeah, I want you to be my man. I be like, nah, I'm good. But I really wanted to fuck with her.
And
she
bitch,
like, nah.
Like, bitch, I kill you, bitch.
Bitch, you retarded? Like, yo, she doing too much.
Yeah, I done been there.
Yeah, she
I done
doing
been
too
there.
Much.
Bitch,
like,
I kill you in here.
She got her brain and her body so many different places, she can't even pay attention to what I'm doing right now. That's why she doing
you
it.
You heard with Dirk. That's why Dirk said, thought she wasn't pretty. Ricky bitch, but she like
yo got it.
It.
That bitch is about her bitch, bag.
Yeah,
she say she'll talk you out. Yeah. She'll do all that shit. But yeah, she everywhere with it. And that's what that's an ego check.
Man,
so,
a
so
lot
niggas,
of these niggas need their fucking ego check. Man.
Everybody need their ego check. Sure. A lot of people need their ego check. Not just these niggas. A lot of these bitches need their ego check. Big time. I'm saying you fuck with a bunch of goofies, bitch, and you walk around like you
polices,
fucking
polices, like you messing with polices, all
but
types
you,
of
but
shit.
But that's like that's
rats,
just like saying
bitch,
don't have that confidence.
What you? It's not saying don't have that confidence, but it's like it's a difference between between confidence and arrogance. Confidence is one thing, but most of these bitches is arrogant. And what I mean by that is if you... Now, here's the thing. If you dealt with goofies and goofies played you, then you need to sit down and say, hold up. Bitch, I don't got all my shit together like I thought I did. How did this nigga pull a fast one on me? It's this nigga.
he not even like that. Hmm. These other niggas, that's why niggas be like, yo, you let this nigga play you? This nigga cheated on you 3 times and came back, and you want to argue with me about some... Bitch, stop playing with me. You know who you... I'm me. We're not doing that. You already know what it's heading for. You already know what it's heading for. Yeah, I'm like that. You feel me?
I'm living like that.
I'm not
a big gangster.
I'm not that nigga. I'm like that. You, that shit come with the territory. It's other bitch... Like, not for nothing. More niggas settled than females. Because girls is easier to please.
Are you fucking kidding me right now?
Yeah.
That's not true.
Yeah, that's big true. You know why? Because girls are big on settling and being happy. Most niggas settle and don't be happy. Hmm. That's the difference. Girls will settle for half of what they want out of a nigga and be like, he's trying. I can deal with it. And that could go on for however long. He ain't everything, but, you know, niggas, on the other hand, we will deal with that because of one or two things. She doing this, and I don't feel like going through the headache with the other bitches. So I'm fucking with her. And until a female come along that relieves you of all your stresses and require you not to have a bunch of hoes, you don't leave the chick you with. That's why it comes into, that's why cheating go the way it go.
I was about to say, why even be in that situation then?
That's why cheating go the way it go. Because niggas, people like, why don't you just leave if you're not happy?
Exactly.
I'm not happy, but I'm content. Mm-mm. And that's what niggas should say back. That's the truth.
You got this.
That's the truth. I'm not happy, but I'm content. I know it's better out there. I just gotta find it. And I'm not pressed to be out there.
And shit like that.
Bad bitches, because I know how bitches is. Bitches be faking. So I'm gonna go out here and get with this bitch. She gonna cause me a headache. I might catch feelings for her, and then that's gonna block me from the bitch that's really my blessing.
Niggas be faking.
Everybody faking. That's why I stopped. Everybody get the fuck away from me. Stop. You niggas, if y'all gonna keep frauding, if you can't be real like I'm being real, cause niggas around me is keeping shit a buck like me. It is what it is, and when it ain't, it ain't.
See, when shit make me think about, like, when I gotta think too hard about a situation, or I gotta really sit myself down, like, this is what the situation is, I just say fuck.
What you
mean?
I don't
want to internalize them feelings. Because if I gotta really sit and think about the shit,
I feel like that's where me and you is very much alike, and that's a flaw. That's something that's wrong with us. We need to communicate that shit.
Communicate what? Man. You making shit complicated over here, okay? My
but I
brain
think we need to communicate
is stressing
that.
Out because of what you bringing over here.
But
so
I think
if
we need to learn
don't
to communicate
feel that way,
that.
I gotta X your ass the fuck out.
But we gotta communicate that first. And our problem is we short fuse.
I communicated with myself.
Exactly.
And half the time I'm fucking correct or...
I mean, yeah, but you right gotta tell that other person. We gotta tell the other person, yo, you a fucking asshole and you are doing this so they can stop. And if they don't stop, then we say, okay, I told you that you was doing this. You continue to do this.
But
so
you know body language. You know attitudes. If you know something fucking with me and you don't stop doing it, obviously you don't give a fuck.
But that's... I completely agree. But what I'm learning with fucking humans, because I'm a robot, what I'm learning with humans...
You a fucking human.
Is they like for you to tell them. Tell me...
If
why?
I'm doing something wrong.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like, yo, you can't see my body language. Shit changed between us, didn't it? Yeah, okay. That wasn't the red flag that, hey, maybe I'm doing something. Sit back. What the fuck am I doing? I'm doing this. I'm doing this. I stopped doing this. I'm not doing this as
see,
much.
See, maybe I'm just selfish in that way. Like, maybe that's me. Maybe I'm selfish in that way because when you said that, I'm just like, okay, like, bye. Like, what the fuck? You don't like it? You can leave. But I like this person. I care about this person.
And see,
so
they don't
I wanna
feel
understand
that because
it.
Then it's like, why don't you tell me what I'm doing so I can stop? It's like, you can't fucking tell. It's pissing me off by my face.
Yeah.
You don't know me?
That I was just about to say that. Like, after a certain while, like, a motherfucker should know, like, the buttons.
They push.
And when it's time to talk to a motherfucker. When it's time to be like, Let me give him his space. I ain't finna say nothing. But see,
okay, so this is what I'm learning.
I'm really selfish. I literally just put it in my brain just now.
That's why I said I'm not in the place, because I'm still selfish. That's what I had to learn. I got selfish. I am who I am, and I'm not being forced. Nobody's gonna force me to change that. Now, what you can do is be so dope that I be like,
she don't like when I do this. I don't even need to do that shit. I can stop it. ain't even that serious. That.
Like, for instance, I ain't like scenario. Scenario. I'm cooling with the hussy and whatnot, you know.
Oh my god.
But the hussy don't know I smoke Newports, you know what I mean? So I say, damn, she don't even smoke no weed, so I know this cigarette ain't gonna cut it. But Peter Paul said, try them all. Hey, you know what I mean? Hey. So I went off in there. I lit him up. Hey, chill. You know, that's just, you know, we riding under the tent. You know, let me hit it halfway. So I can, you know.
Let me do what I do.
Yeah, let me get it right. Nah, we ain't doing that. All right, okay, chill, relax. We together 6-7 hours at a time. Because we both work in morning shifts. So I'm not smoking cigarettes for 6-7 hours a day until I get by my own. So a bitch will make you, know what I mean?
See, now, for me, now...
I was smoking blacks. I'm like, damn, I need to stop smoking cigarettes. Let me go get a black and try and quit.
I understand.
But that's just a scenario of...
I understand that, you know, but see, for me, that's earned. I'm not stopping. Who the fuck is you to tell me I can't smoke cigarettes? I just met you.
I'm not telling you not to smoke cigarettes. Nah, it wasn't in my presence.
Exactly. That's what it was. Yeah, I don't give a fuck what's going on.
I am who I am.
You know, I don't give a fuck what's going on, but...
I don't tell... Like, not for nothing, I don't like girls with fake asses or fake tits. I'm not for the fake body... I'm not for none of the body work shit. So, I don't fuck with bitches who have body work. If you don't like certain shit, don't fuck with those kind of people. But you're not about to come into my shit and change nothing.
Period.
If I want to change, I don't go and know. Like, niggas, females love to bring in, oh, if you dress a certain way, I'm not one of those niggas. If you was dressing like that when I met you, that's how you is. Now, it's going to be a point where maybe I feel, now we together, you dress single. What you dressed in
is how do you dress when you, single?
When you wear certain things, you know the niggas is gonna turn their head.
First of all, I wear certain things because it looks good on me, because whose head it's gonna
agree. But not every time a girl puts on an outfit. A lot of times a girl will put on something and be like, "How this look? This look good?"
Man, hold on.
What?
Man, get your pony ass out of here, man.
But nah, but for real.
Nah.
I understand.
What?
What you about to say?
No, I understand girls putting on outfits, you know what I'm saying, and not having niggas' opinions in mind. But let's be realistic here. Girls wear shit knowing niggas is going to turn their heads for this.
A bitch told this me, cute. I can't wait for the summertime. I'm gonna have all this out, bitch.
Y'all, like, girls know what they be doing. Yeah. It's not.
Like, bitch, let's not.
Even if I was to get thick, I'm putting on what the fuck looks good.
It's not. I'm not saying girls don't get dressed because it's what they like, but girls know damn well what they doing.
Yeah, they know.
They know what they just like niggas. I know bitches gonna feel. Yeah, I like the shirt. That's why I got it. But bitches is gonna look at this shirt and be like, oh, I ain't seen that before. And the way he put it together with the shoes, that shit look fire. His outfit is nice. Just like y'all, we do the same shit. You do. It's not that we dress for others' approvals, but we know we putting on something that's gonna turn heads. That's why girls say, don't walk out the house with them gray sweatpants on. You know damn well what you doing. Don't, when you walk out with your fucking biker shorts hiked up and your pussy lips is tooting, you know damn well what the fuck you doing. Mm-hmm. And that's not just because you look cute with your pussy lips tooting. You know damn well niggas is going to see that and be like, damn, she looking good. That's a confidence builder. Even if it's not something you saying, oh, good luck, I'm dying for niggas' attention, it make you feel good to walk out there knowing you look good. Knowing niggas see you. If that's not the case, look at Aisha Curry. She look good, but do niggas walk out there and say, God, hey, you look amazing right now?
Nope.
No. So what happened? She said, yo, she dressed conservative.
She don't
is this stuff that she like? Yes.
I've never seen her put on no good looking shit.
Something like what you got on right now, I've never seen her in that.
What the fuck is what I got on besides a t-shirt and some shorts?
Not for nothing, it's attractive for a girl your size. A girl your size, that's something that y'all supposed to wear. Biker shorts, sandals, mm-hmm. that's y'all shit. Mm-hmm. You got a small, petite body, it complements mm-hmm. that. Her, on the other hand, she don't wear stuff that complements her figure. So it doesn't draw the eye. Y'all know what y'all doing when y'all
shit
put on.
All out exactly. here. Exactly.
It hides her features. So because those features are hidden, those are eye poppers. When you got your legs out, niggas are attracted to legs. Niggas are attracted to pretty feet, so you make sure your toes
niggas
is burnt.
Niggas are weird. I ain't looking at a nigga legs or toes.
That's not true.
I'm looking at his shoes.
First, you looking at his shoes. If you was to meet a nigga at a pool party, you would definitely look at his feet.
No, I would not.
You would definitely look at his feet.
But that doesn't determine anything, because niggas don't have nice feet.
It don't determine anything, but you would look at his feet and be like, his feet not that bad. If you look at his feet and his feet is taken care of, you'll say, oh, that nigga take care of himself.
That nigga got a manicure.
No, those are things, it's small details that people don't even pay attention to on a micro level that they brain process. Me, for instance, if I look at a bitch with certain shoes on, instant turn off. That's her style.
What?
He's weird.
Yes.
He's crazy.
Certain gladiator sandals. I fucking hate gladiator sandals, yo. I hate them shits with a passion.
But there are expensive gladiator sandals.
I don't give a fuck how much they cost. They're ugly.
So you can't say that.
They're not something that I look at and say, oh yeah, those are cute. Not one pair. I don't give a fuck if they Fendi. I don't care who made them. I don't care if they cost $1 billion. Them shits is ugly. You paid $1 billion for some sandals to tie up your shoes. I am not entertained. I'm not for it. I'm not for it. That's not my style.
This isn't Sparta, bitch.
A girl wouldn't look at me and be like, if I wore certain shit, you'd be like, no, you can't wear that with me, babe. That's goofy. If I walked around with fucking Pokeball rings on that was plastic, bitches would be like, babe, no. If I walked around in big ass sterling gold silver that was changing colors, bitches be like, hell nah, baby. You're not about to walk around with 32 sterling silver chains on. That's goofy as fuck, daddy. You can't do it. I'm sorry. I get you a gold one. If you like chains, I get you a gold one. But you're not about to. I like sterling silver. No.
Okay, but I don't like gaudy jewelry and earrings and gold teeth. But you wear that shit, and I liked you.
For me, it's like, I'm versatile, though. That's different. No. I'm a versatile nigga. It's me being, I can wear...
Every time you get your ass dressed to step outside, you put that shit on.
Because that's the jewelry, my jewelry of preference right
okay,
now.
Okay, well, I don't like that. So, you can't
again,
say...
that's me. But I used to only wear diamond studs. I used to only wear diamond... I got those because
stupid ass earrings.
They important to me.
Shut up, bitch.
It's Cleopatra.
Earrings, big ass.
And now I can't wear it all the time.
Take your fucking.
I like it. It's Cleopatra. So for me, it has
man,
a.
Man, fuck that bitch, yes. man. You could have put that bitch on the ring.
Yo, I got her on the ring too.
I hate them shits too.
Stinking ass bitch. Fuck that bitch, man.
When I find me another set of some shits that I want, when I find me some nice diamond paves in the style that I like, I'm going to get those. Right now, I
diamond who?
Diamond paves. The like micro diamonds. I've been
crushed
seeing some
diamonds?
Of them. No.
Not diamonds crushed up in the
crushed diamonds is boo boo.
Yes.
I'm talking about micro paid.
Bitch, I real bitch, get some baguettes or something.
Nah, see, look, that's what I'm talking about. I got some baguettes in my drawer.
Whereabouts?
In my drawer. My
the
dad
fuck is a baguette.
Baguette is a diamond cut. Yeah. It's the way, like, a diamond is cut. It's
like chandelier.
What
right?
the fuck?
It's a wider cut. A chandelier cut is.
I mean, not chandelier, but.
Oh, you mean like the style? Yeah. Like an actual chandelier. Not, yeah. Basically. It's the same way that those is cut, basically. Yeah. The way that the light reflecting them, mm-hmm. is the same way they cut a diamond. But that's all a scam. I'm not getting no baguettes. I'm not doing that.
You could die from baguettes. Them shit's crushing your mouth.
Oh, I mean, I don't know about all that.
I know. I've looked it up. I was watching.
I don't know about all that. But I know I'm not investing in the diamond thing.
Information is free. All you gotta do is look.
Yeah, you absolutely right. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you, motherfucker.
Information is free. All you gotta do is look it up.
I already know what it's hitting for with diamonds, man. That's why I don't fuck around and care about diamonds like that. That's why I got some big ass gold ears.
I'm not a jewelry person.
I got some fucking.
Either. I never was.
I never was either. My mom used to buy as well.
I got into jewelry more recently and more so gold because this African shit that I'm on.
I do want a gold ankle bracelet though.
I'm coming into learning that gold has chemical properties that are good for our people. So I want gold on my body as much as possible. Mr. T. I don't want that much. I'm just saying. The reason why he wore his is the same. I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's that reason. I don't want to be covered in that much because, like you, I'm not into gaudy things. But I like certain shit.
You wear that gaudy shit.
For me, that's just, I just like Cleopatra.
Man, you don't even know that bitch.
I like what first of all, the bitch story, she had wars fought behind her. The bitch was bad, okay?
That's what they said. They said she was a cold motherfucker, man.
She used to have motherfuckers lined up. That's what they said. Like, yo, can I please?
I'd have been in that motherfucking line, too.
Yo, what you want? Look, gone. What's up? I'm here. How many times I gotta do this?
Do what? No, hell no.
Yo, real rap. Niggas was, yo. The bitch was bad.
A lot of people said, though.
I admire that. That's it. That's why I got the jewelry. Yeah, bitch. And I got her all around me. Bitch, power.
So that's what you think?
That's what it embellishes to me. Mm. That's my personal preference. But I also don't ask nobody opinion. Yeah. So, you know what I'm saying? That's just that.
But it is me. Yeah. You know, I'm going to say what
I'm not saying.
Oh, you talking
that.
About? Oh, you talking about? Yeah, okay.
When I went to the store, I didn't say what y'all think about me. But people do that. Which right. one should I get?
Right.
That's ugly.
I just did that with some sunglasses.
See what I'm saying?
Stupid. And now you're going off with another motherfucker.
Then you get them and be like,
I don't like these ones.
No,
I could have got the other ones. I'm going to go back and get them.
I couldn't decide. They were both the same print. It was just a different shape. So I'm like, damn, should I get both? I'm going to get both. I'm like, man, I'm not spending $12 on fucking sunglasses. I got to pick one. I can't pick one.
Everything is buy one, get one free, unless you got a cashier. Everything in the world is buy one, get one free if you got a cashier. Unless
you're going
you got
to jail like a motherfucker.
I'm about to say, what you talking about? Stealing it?
You're going to jail like a motherfucker.
I just got me some fucking roast the same way. Scam one, bag it. If you got two, but everything is buy one, get one free.
Well,
if
it was a no self checkout. And I was at Forever 21. I'm like, yeah.
Oh, that's even better. You walk through, drop that. Big old bag. Y'all walk around, them big old purses be empty.
I don't carry a big purse anymore. I've never stole. All my friends have, so I never had a reason to. They just go in there and steal some clothes.
Right.
Yeah, I need me a thiefy bitch.
Nah, all my friends literally just don't steal from me. I was always friends with the hood boogers and the bitches.
Man, a bitch can't. I remember, yo, a bitch used to come to school with the Lizzie bag and a tool to pop it on.
Yeah.
Man, listen.
Like, you bitches is crazy. Mm-hmm. Where y'all get this
I've
from?
I've had friends that
we used to have bitches came to school.
I used to be the getaway driver. I was never.
Oh, you was going to jail like a motherfucker too.
My boy used to hit a jewelry lab. Friend. That's why they put those locks on the back of the thing. Because he used to go in that bitch and somebody be talking to one of the people. He'd reach back there, slide that bitch open, reach in there and get the jewelry. And be out that bitch. He locked up now, though. He ain't locked up for that, but he locked up now. I remember one day we went out to Grease Ridge. And as soon as we walked in, you know the bags that you got to pay $1 for? Snatch that bitch. As soon as we walked in, snatch that bitch off. Walked through Dick's. The nigga stole a duffel bag. Then he was stealing Tim's and sneakers. Then we hit Foot Locker. And the nigga had a whole method because I guess his people used to work there. And I guess in one store they put the left shoe, the other store they put the right shoe.
Mm.
So he would take the display shoe and then go to the other store and get the other display shoe and then have the full pair.
Right.
The nigga was good.
Easy.
The nigga was good.
That boy good.
That boy was good.
That boy real good.
I was like, yeah, we went to the store, nigga came back to the hood, nigga had five pairs of Tims. He got the whole hood Tims. He had a couple chains. Like, nigga used to come and just do crazy shit. All
that was
to come
in 04, 05.
This was like...
Gotta be.
This was like...
Somewhere off up in there.
This was like early 07, actually.
Oh, yeah. That's when it was sweet. That's when it was sweet.
Free my boy, man.
They was doing mash.
But yeah, shit was really like... Shit was really different.
Shit was sweet back then.
Oh, my God. I remember this nigga came up. Nigga robbed some nigga house, trap house, came up 32 pounds of sour. Nigga was selling pounds of sour for $200 because he wanted gold teeth. I swear to God, the nigga just do shit.
What?
Yo, I got a pound for you. $200 right now. It's like, yo, call him. He still got him? Nope. The bitch is gone.
This bitch here talking about it's so hot outside, he considered smoking a cigarette. I slapped that bitch dreads on.
It's stressful. It's stressful. It's pain.
Slap that bitch dreads off.